At 22:08 on the Rise FM Breakfast Show with Cheese and Mbumi, we're chatting SARS filing season. And it depends on which spectrum you are, you know. I literally just opened up my e-filing. Mm. I must say, I'm loving this new layout.
Yeah,
and we've got Marcia Ujobolo, Senior Manager for Customer Experience with Digital Channels. I think she's a perfect person to let know. Good morning, Marcia.
Morning, Bumi. How are you?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
I am loving this new layout. I'm speaking to you, and I'm actually on the SARS e-filing page as we speak.
Well, I'm glad you love the new work layout, because we've done some great work in trying to improve and make it easier for taxpayers to interact with us.
It's so user-friendly. I easily navigate it, and I must also confess, I've always had this thing whenever I file, I must find my password again. But it was so simple right now.
We actually introduced that feature last year for taxpayers to be able to retrieve their username and password with just a few clicks or a few taps on the Mobi app.
I used to have to wait on the call center and have someone help me reset it. So thank you so much. We appreciate that.
Thank you for that. And did you know that you actually don't even need to call the contact center? There's a nice feature on e-filing. If you check on the screen, where you can request a call back. Also on the Mobi app, you can request a call back, and someone from SARS will actually contact you.
Okay, that's great. That's a nice improvement as well. Mina sengichekile ngibonile ukuthi ngi right, don't get into what I'm doing emumo. But traditionally, already nyalo, I'm sure ukuthi ngabe abantu sebayafile. Has tax season started yet, or it hasn't started? It's still going to start. Come on, Jan.
Well, we took a multi-phased approach this year.
Okay.
To try and ensure Wuti the data that we get from our third party sources, like your employers, AMA medical schemes, retirement annuity fund, and banks even, giving them enough ample time for them to submit that data onto SARS. And then the next phase for us was then to validate that third party data and follow up with some of those third-party data sources who maybe have failed to file as per what's required in terms of the Act. And then the third phase, which is starting in a couple of days, is for us to then communicate with taxpayers who've been identified as part of the auto-assessment population and sending them SMSs informing them that we've done the work for them. We've done the work for you. Don't panic. Don't call us. All you need to do is log on to e-filing or log on to the Mobi app. And like Mbumi has said, because we've improved navigation, even if you are not registered, you can register for e-filing. And then you will view your assessment. And if you are happy with the outcome, you'll be able to then say we are accepted. Or if it's not additional information that you'd like to declare, like maybe income lenye, SID, declare, then you can declare that and submit to SARS.
I think it's very important that people heard that coming from you, because, you know, there's a lot of scams going on. People would have received the messages and not believe, Guzi, it's really coming from SARS. So it's really great that it's coming from you.
But now, Masha, some people might not have received their IPR5s from the employer. What does this person do?
And that's why it's important ukuthi nyalo kumele ucheck ukuthi employer yakho mayingakuthumelanga ubafonele ubuze ukuthi where's my IRP5 because that is the only way you can then verify ukuthi kule auto assessment lesikuthumele yona, can you see ukuthi yonke into lecapture-iwe is the same as what you have on paper or what you've received from your employer. And just on Cheese's point, in the Bayama scams, it's very important for AMA taxpayers to understand that it's only through e-filing or Mobi app. Mobi app, we download a phone in yakho or your tablet or your iPad. We download not through a link. We will not send you a link, City Clicker, man. We will not send you an email, City Clicker. If a City Clicker on an email, it's to provide you with any additional information to say, it processes Hamba Ranch. But we will not ask you for your information. We will not ask you for your banking details. Mm-hmm. We will not ask you for your ID number, because that is information that's already available to us.
Very good. It's 7:45 on the Rise FM Breakfast Show with Cheese and Mbumi. We're chatting to Masha Ujobolo, the Senior Manager for Customer Experience Digital Channels at SARS. We're talking e-filing, we're talking filing season. And, you know, I must say, I've seen lesser queues at SARS offices, both in Mbombela and Emalahleni, where I've been able to drive past. I had anticipated long queues considering social distancing and, you know, our new normal. We are just a few days shy of the third phase of our filing season, Masha.
Yes, so like I said,